Although I have searched many times in various locations down through the years, I have never come across or even seen a four-leaf clover. A universal symbol of good luck, it is also the logo of the Alfa Romeo racing car team. Considered a rarity, the four-leaf clover has an occurrence in nature of about one in every 10,000 plants. Although in areas where genetic mutations of the plant are cultivated for commercial purposes, the figure can drop to 1 in 5,000. These four-leaf clovers are picked, preserved in clear plastic, and sold as lucky charms. My father once found a four-leaf clover whilst looking for shamrock and promptly gave it to his companion with a wish that it would bring him luck. "Thanks, but I think it's too late for that," the man replied, with despair in his voice. The incident happened in the early 1950s. My father was a prison officer in Mountjoy Jail, and the man in his company was a prisoner who had been condemned to death and was due to be executed the day after St. Patrick's Day. He had been found guilty of committing a murder, and the mandatory penalty on the statute books was death by hanging. As the day of his execution drew nearer, the prisoner could request an officer to be with him up until his final moment, when the noose went around his neck and the trapdoor was sprung. This concession was not just to provide the prisoner with some comfort in his final hours, but also to make sure that he did not commit suicide. The prisoner, a young man in his 20s, had asked for my father to be with him for the last days of his life. I vaguely remember the tension in our home as my parents spoke quietly and at length about the terrible imposition placed on my father's shoulders and how we should respond. My father had served in the army during the Second World War and had seen enough of man's inhumanity to man for him to hold the belief that no matter how righteous the cause, nothing could justify inflicting pain and suffering on another human being. My father was totally opposed to capital punishment. A phrase he used repeatedly was, "The further the mob is from the prison walls, the louder they shout for hanging." With support and encouragement from my mother, my father did all he could to take the prisoner's mind off his imminent demise. They played chess, talked of trivial things, and walked in the grounds of Mountjoy Jail when all of the other inmates had been locked up. It was during one of these final walks on St. Patrick's Day that my father found the four-leaf clover. Albert Pierpoint, the hangman, had already weighed and measured the prisoner. Pierpoint prided himself on his reputation for walking a condemned man from cell to gallows and completing his terrible business in less than 1 minute. The hangman was also the landlord of a pub in Oldham near Manchester, and apparently saw no irony in the fact that it was called Help the Poor Struggler. This would be Pierpoint's 12th execution in Mountjoy, adding to his tally of over 500 in his 30-year career. His fee per assignment had increased from 3 guineas in the 1930s to £10. The hanging would take place at 8 a.m. the following morning. The family of the murder victim in this particular case, true to their deeply held Christian beliefs, petitioned the Minister for Justice to show clemency and asked for the death sentence to be commuted. However, the prisoner's own legal team had not lodged an appeal, and so the execution order was still in place. The long night dragged on. The conversation in the death cell ceased. The two men, my father and the prisoner, waited for the dawn. Sometime in the early hours of March the 18th, the governor of Mountjoy received a phone call from the Minister for Justice, who ordered a stay of execution pending an appeal. My father and the condemned man were so overcome that they said nothing for some time. Then, as relief swept over them, they shook hands and made some light-hearted comment about the four-leaf clover found among the shamrock.